Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Soccer.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Soccer. It's a one-match week for the Tigers. Auburn will host Vanderbilt on Friday night at 6:30 at the Auburn University Soccer Complex. Joined now by Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe. And three one-run goal games so far for your squad as you've started Southeastern Conference play. Goals have been tough to come by, and yet your defense has played very, very well, coach.
Yeah, boy, it's been a weird run, Andy. We've played great defense, and really we played some great soccer, and we just are really struggling with that end result. And, it's definitely frustrating for the team, and we're trying to keep our heads up and build on, the fact that we performed better in each of these last three games.
You have been around this game for a long time as a head coach, and you've just been around this game for a long time. From a psyche standpoint, knowing that you're playing well and just not getting the goals right now, how do you handle that with your team at this point, Karen?
Yeah, it's a tricky question, right? If I had an easy answer, I'd, make millions on it. It's a little bit like a batter in a hitting slump. But it's different because obviously, like you said, they're playing well. We're playing well, we're playing good soccer, and we're just missing that final piece. And it's definitely, creeps into their heads, and there's definitely a mental component. We're actually this week going to meet with our psychologist, our sports psychologist, and get some ideas from her. Dr. Joanna Foss, she's terrific and works regularly with our team. And so hopefully she will have some ideas that we haven't tried yet from a soccer standpoint, because I think there is a mental component for sure. And as a coach, we're just trying to stay encouraging and say, hey, listen, we played great. Ole Miss, number 14 team in the country, and we played great. We didn't get the result we wanted, but we played really, really well. So the hope is we can build on that.
Yeah, and let's not take away from the fact that you were playing a top 15 team at home, and those first two games were playing really good teams on the road to start Southeastern Conference play.
That's exactly right. I mean, Missouri's a good team. I think they're a bit underrated. Or the record maybe doesn't reflect how good they are. And to be fair, we didn't play great on that day, but Arkansas, top 20 team, we played much better against them, had really good fight, and really had a lot of quality chances. We just couldn't find the net. And then, we come home to play number 14 team in the country in Ole Miss. And I'll tell you what, their keeper was outstanding. She just straight up robbed Carly Thatcher on what against, 95% of the keepers in the country would be a goal. So that's a piece of it too. And when we played well, and like I said, we've gotten better each of these three SEC games. So hopefully we can build some momentum on that.
All right. It's Vanderbilt Friday night. It's a one match week for you as well.
Yeah.
Just talk about the week of training, and then we'll scout the Commodores coming in, coach.
Yeah. So the week of training is great because we played on Sunday and now we don't play till Friday. So it's one of our longer weeks that we get in the regular season. And Monday is all about recovery. Tuesday will be their off day. So they can focus on their academics and have some rest. And then the great thing is Wednesday, after essentially 2 days off, we'll be able to get a really good practice. We'll even probably be able to play some 11s in practice and play a scout team and try and get ready, which we normally don't have time to do in a Thursday, Sunday weekend. So that will be great in preparation for Vandy. And then Thursday will be our regular pregame practice. And Friday, it's our first Friday night home game in a long time. So we're really excited to play Friday night, especially against on a Friday before a home football game.
Yeah, get there early to find a parking spot because that will be tough to come by, but it should be a great atmosphere Friday night for Vanderbilt at 6:30. All right. How about a scout on the Commodores, coach?
Yeah. So as we record this, we're still kind of working on that. It's going to be fun because it's a team we hadn't played in a while. Their coach has done a tremendous job there. He's won an SEC championship, and they'll typically play some great possession. They've got some veterans in their attack who are quite good players. They've got a really good midfielder. So, Hannah West will have her work cut out for her as our holding mid. And like I said, we expect them to be a really good possession team and be very dangerous on attack. So, good thing our defense is playing well. And then offensively, we're going to have to find ways to get behind their backs and try and create some good quality goal scoring opportunities.
It's not only a big night for SEC soccer, a special night for your team as you get to welcome back some Auburn soccer alums, right?
Yeah, Andy, hard to believe. We are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Auburn University having a women's soccer team. So I've been blessed to be part of 24 of those years, and it is the 30th anniversary. So we're having an alumni night where we're welcoming a bunch of alumni back. They'll have an event for them out on the balcony right above our field. And then we're also celebrating the 20th anniversary of our first SEC championship. So hope to have a lot of those players. I do know some. Yeah, you were part of that team and calling play by play for us. And we're going to have two of the stars of that group, Megan Rivera and Sarah Steinman Meadows, will be here. So it'll be really neat to have alums from all generations. I even heard some of our 1993 alums are coming, and that was the first team ever, and one of the first teams in the Southeastern Conference. So going to be a great night to honor all those alums.
All right. It's 6:30 on Friday night, the Tigers and the Commodores. Admission is free. Parking will be tough to come by. So get there early for Friday night's match between the Tigers and Commodores. Coach, thanks for the visit. And we'll talk to you Thursday night on Tiger Talk. Got a great victory grill.
I can't wait, Andy. Thank you so much. War Eagle.
War Eagle. That's Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe on This Week in Auburn Soccer.